Masechta Shviyas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah has continued discussing Prizbul, which was a document that would give over the person's loans to the Bezdin, which would make that they would not become canceled by the Shemitah year, and then the lender would be able to continue to collect these loans even after the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah continues giving specific halachas about this. Prizbul Hamukdim Kasher. Mishnah Hey. A prizbul that's written predated, early, it's still kasher, even though the prizbul was written in a later month and he wrote the date on it on an earlier month, it's still valid. V'ama'ocher, but if he put a later month than pasul, then it's going to be invalid because that could lead to fraud, because the prizbul would only protect loans that were pre-existing at the time that the prizbul was written. But a loan that was taken out after the prizbul was written, that loan was not given over to Bezdin, and it would be canceled by the Shemitah year. So by predating the prizbul, no fraud would come from that. But by postdating it, that it was really earlier than the date on the prizbul, he may come to use this prizbul to collect loans that were actually created after the prizbul was written, and thereby not actually protected by this prizbul. So such a prizbul that's postdated is invalid. The Mishnah now speaks about similar cases of other documents predated or postdated that are not prizbul. Shtari chayv hamakdamin. This is a loan that's written in a document, a loan by the document that's muktam, that's predated psulim. They're invalid v'hamucharim, but if they're postdated, then ksherim, then they are valid. So it's the reverse halacha as the prizbul. This is because a loan that's written in a shtar, it creates a shibud karka, a lien on the land property of the borrower. And depending on the dates, it could lead to fraud. If it was predated, so then it would include a lien on any land that was owned by the borrower from the date that's written in the shtar. Even if that land was sold, that the borrower sold it and no longer owned it at the time that the loan actually took place, because of the predated date on the shtar, it's going to give the impression that there was a lien on property that really the borrower did not own anymore at the time of the loan, and that will lead to fraud. But if it's me'ocher, if the date on the shtar is postdated, it's later, so then it's not going to cause any fraud. If anything, it will just cause the borrower not to actually get the full extent of the lien, and that would be created by the chayiv, but that's not a problem. It's not going to lead to unlawful collection. The Mishnah continues. The one who's obligated to write the prizbul, it's the one who lends the money, not the borrower, and the Mishnah expresses this by saying, Echad leiva mechamisha, if one person borrowed from five different people, so kaysev prizbul l'chol echad v'echad, each one of these debts needs its own prizbul, because the lender is the one that's writing the prizbul, and there's five lenders in this case, even though there's only one borrower. But in the reverse case, if it was chamisha lavan me'achad, if five people borrowed money from one lender, ain't a case of ela prizbul echad l'kulam, he only needs to write one prizbul for all of them, because the lender writes one prizbul saying that I give over all the loans that are owed to me to the Bezdin, and one lender can include many different loans to many different people in his one prizbul that he writes. Mishnah Vav. Ein kaisvin prizbul el ala karka. A prizbul can only be written if the borrower owns land. Because when he owns land, it makes it look more as if it's collected already, because the land can't be hidden, and it's accessible to Bezdin at any time for the Bezdin to collect this land, and therefore it won't become canceled by the Shemitah year. So besides for the prizbul, the borrower needs to have land. Im einlay, if the borrower does not have land, then mezakehu b'teich sadeh u'kolshu. The lender can be mezake, he can grant him a small piece of land that the lender has, he can give it to the borrower, a small amount, even a very, very, very small amount, in order that he should be able to write a prizbul and that the loan won't be canceled by Shemitah. Haisalei sada memushkenes be'ir. If the borrower didn't have land liquidity that would be on hand to pay up the loan, but rather he owned land that was given out as a collateral for a different debt that he had. It was his property, but it was given to someone else as a collateral. So the Mishnah says, "Kais v'nala prizbol." That's enough to rely on that to write a prizbol, even though it's not guaranteed that it'll be a source of collection for this debt, but it's enough to write a prizbol on it. Reb Chutzpah Saimer, Reb Chutzpah says, "Kais v'nla'ish al nechse ishtei." You can write a prizbol for a borrower based on land that his wife owns. This is nechse malug, property that his wife brought into the marriage. That's enough to rely on to write a prizbol for a loan for this borrower, for the husband. And also v'layisaimim al nechse apotropin. Also for orphans based on property that their apotropis, their guardian, who's taking care of their finances. So their guardian apparently took out a loan for them, and their guardian has property of theirs, even though it's not in the management of the children themselves, the yesaimim, the orphans, it's the apotropis that's managing it. You can still write a prizbol for the loan that the yesaimim, the orphans, owe, based on this property that their guardian has for them.